Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I did discuss this. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say it. I did discuss this with this person about maybe doing like a mold of my vagina. Because have you always wanted to fuck me? Well, maybe now you can. For some reason lately, I've just been like on this anal craving kick. Like when I watch porn, I'm like, I want some anal action. We're having sex. I have my butt plug in. He pulls it out mid-stroke and then tries to stick his big old dick in my ass. No lube, no warning, no. Stimulate other areas while you're in her ass, because that's also going to help relax her and get her more into it. And just go slow and don't ramrod it. My jaw was hanging open. I couldn't believe, A, my fist was inside this man's ass, and B, his reaction. I guess he'd finally had enough with my little princess attitude. I mean, I don't know why, like, who doesn't love my little princess attitude all the time? But he finally had enough of it, and he just started fucking me in the ass, real aggressive. I didn't get any warning. There was no asking. He just shoved that big hard cock up my ass.
Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla. Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm super excited about today's episode. Lots of fun stuff to cover. Let's move off of last episode. Like, I was preachy and on my soapbox and really just, you know, probably PMSing. Okay. Not going to lie. I think you'll like, you could probably time my cycle by the PMSy episodes. Just saying like, that's probably what's happening, but never sorry. You know, I'm never sorry I say something because I actually mean things. I'll tell you a little, it lets you in on a little secret about me. I don't say stuff I don't mean. Like, if I say it, I meant it at the time and I mean it. Sometimes you can say things and come off of it and see things differently based on additional information, whatever, or time passing, what have you. However, you know, I will say that I do mean what I say when I say it. It's not me just trying to be mean or try to be a certain way. Like, I actually mean what I say. And it's kind of an uncommon, it's not a popular position for some reason. You know, people just don't want to mean what they say, but trust me, I do. All right. And that's why I get so irritated when I have to repeat myself. I'm like, no, because I mean what I say. Anyway, well, today's a fun episode. We're going to get into all things anal. Oh, love me some good anal. Okay. Hold on though, just a second, because I got a great message from a listener and I felt it sort of chimed in, really kind of coming off of the last episode that released on Tuesday. I just felt like, whew, this is sort of poignant to that. So this is from a listener in Australia. All right, give it a listen.
Hey, Layla, I'm from Australia and absolutely love your podcast. And I have a question for you. I'm almost a 50-year-old woman who has recently got out of a very stale 20-year marriage and am now in another relationship with a man who I love dearly. However, our sex life is not satisfying me. Our sex drives are completely different. He's interested in exploring some things, but not to the extent I am. And I believe it's because he feels inadequate with his penis size, although I've told him repeatedly that it makes no difference to me. I'm just wondering whether I should get out now because I want more, and I'm not sure whether I want to spend the rest of my life with a man who isn't satisfying me sexually. What do you think? Cheers.
Okay. Now, I got a lot to say with this one. Okay. How do I feel about this? First of all, someone that's spent 20 years of their life in something that wasn't really satisfactory, and now they have a chance to change that. Absolutely,
if it's important enough, should. So it sounds like the person you're with isn't, you know, the right match for you sexually. And unless you want to spend another 20 years in a lackluster type of sexual relationship with someone, you've got to break that pattern. I don't think it's about the penis size. And I know that this listener who sent this message, it's to her, it's not about the penis size. But you can't have the, I guess, someone else's, how should I put it, insecurities dictating your sensitivity level on where you go sexually. And you can't pussyfoot around his dick size just so that, you know, like, it's not about the dick size, but I would be very direct, I guess, and tell him, hey, these are things that were lacking for 20 years. You won't do that anymore. What you want to do is X, Y, and Z. If he's not down with that, then you have two options. It's like, okay, we move on from each other, part as friends, or we talk about how you can still be in my life and I can still find other play partners, do certain things with other people, attend activities, events, whatever it is. Again, this is about negotiating the outcome that you want, which again, I think is really poignant coming off of last or earlier this week's episode, that one that came out on Tuesday. Is just, that's really the point that this lovely listener here is just making my point for me, which is it's just about negotiating what each party wants until you hit where you're both satisfied and you come to a place where you can live with that. And that's what you do. So it may be that for this listener, that partner just says, I'm not interested in all this kink or all this going to sex parties. Or, and again, I don't know exactly what she's after, but just kind of sit down and figure out what works between the two of you and how does that line up or not. But it is important to have upfront, honest, open communication with your partner, regardless of whether it's a partner for 20 years, regardless of whether it's a spouse, a boyfriend, a casual relationship. Always be putting that out there, just honest about what you want. And then it's really up to the other person to say yay or nay. But at the end of the day, you'll still be getting what you want. They won't be trapped in something that they don't want. You're not going to be trapped in something that you don't want. And it's just, to me, it's kind of like common sense stuff. So absolutely, my lovely Australian listener, just do what you need to do. You do you, girl. You've earned it. All right. So I don't want you stuck. And I want you to be able to explore and have fun because you're in your prime. Go for it. Do it. All right. Hope that's helpful. Okay. Now I've got something so exciting. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's exciting. I'll tell you, I'm a little nervous about it. This is actually a big announcement. I'm going to be doing, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed a little bit. I don't know why I'm embarrassed. Why? I'm doing a Curious Girl merch. I have linked up with someone who wants to do my merchandising. And do you know, this poor guy, he kept pursuing it, and saying, hey, you need to do merch. And I was a little bit unresponsive. Well, I was reluctant because I just didn't know whether or not this was really even something people wanted. I'm still not sure it's something that people want. And so therefore, my ego is a little bit like, I don't know. Can I stick my neck out like that and have it chopped off? Like, what if nobody buys this stuff? Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to go ahead and do it. But here's what I want to know from you guys. What type of things would you want? Do you want, I know there's the normal stuff. You got the kind of the standard stuff, mugs, cups, shirts, hats. I get it. And that's all good stuff. But I don't, you guys know me. I don't want to do the run of the mill. Like, I don't want to be average. I cannot stand, you know, life gives us enough lessons in mediocrity. I don't need to actually pursue that. on my own, of my own accord. So what I'm looking for is, tell me what you guys think you would want to see as merch from the Curious Girl Diaries. Would it be condoms? Would it be lube? Would it be, okay, now don't get too excited, but I did discuss this. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say it. I did discuss this with this person about maybe doing like a mold of my vagina. Because have you always wanted to fuck me? Well, maybe now you can. I'll make a jack-off sleeve or, yeah, a mock Curious Girl pussy. Like, I'm blushing right now. I wish you could see my face. Like, I'm just blushing. Like, this is really tough for me because I don't know. I don't know what. But anyway, so the sky's the limit, guys. Think of what I would love is your feedback on this. Because really, I'm making this stuff for you. I don't want to make useless, ridiculous stuff. I want it to be fun and exciting. So women, you know, give me your feedback. What would you like? And men, same thing. I'm sure women don't want a mold of my pussy because they don't have a dick. But maybe men want that. I don't know. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. Like, would I'm not saying I'm going to do that, by the way. It has been brought up, okay? It's been brought up. So it's on the table. I haven't slashed it. I haven't redlined it. Like, nope, that can't happen. But, you know, there's just all kinds of fun things. So guys, I would love your feedback, please. You can email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, or easier, just jump on the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voicemail and just tell me what your thoughts are, like what you think would be good ideas for merch. And or if you have a favorite other podcast or just somebody that you think has good merch, where you've bought merch, where have you bought someone else's merchandise and why did you buy it and what about that appealed to you? I would really love your feedback because again, you're the reason I'm doing it. There's no reason to do it if it's not going to be something that you guys would love to have. So this is your chance. Please don't make me guess. I'm going to have to take stabs in the dark because I've already signed up to do it. Now I've got to figure out what things I want. So please, please, please give me your feedback. It would mean so much to me. All right. That's my big announcement. Merch is coming. So hopefully I can get that out before the end of the year. Maybe somebody will stuff your stocking with a Curious Girl pocket pussy. Or you can stuff your own stocking. I don't know. All right, I'm just going to roll off of that. Now let's get into the fun part of this whole podcast. Like what it's supposed to be about. It's about anal. Oh my gosh. I have totally been craving anal lately. I can't even tell you, like it's on my mind. I've been wanting it. And it kind of makes me giggle a bit because Goldie Cox, Goldie for short, he's said a couple times, like, girls have not wanted him to, they won't do anal with him because he's too big. And I gotta tell you, I'm like, I would take that on. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just a dirty little slut. I got my graduated like butt plugs, you know, I'm like, I can handle that. Like, look, it's not something you just jump right into, but I'm certainly not opposed to that. And for some reason lately, I've just been like on this anal craving kick. Like when I watch porn, I'm like, I want some anal action. Let's do the DP. It's got to either be DP or anal. I don't know. I go through these phases and right now I'm in my anal phase. But let's kind of talk about some do's and don'ts with anal. And I can't speak for everybody. So of course, I'm really mostly speaking for myself. There's a huge range of what people like and don't like when it comes to this stuff. But obviously, again, one of the paramount things I always go back to that's a running theme on this show, of course, is communication with your partner. Excellent, excellent communication. You must do this if you want to know how to please your partner in any sense, but especially when it comes to anal. And, you know, if you're getting in the back door, like, don't fuck this opportunity up. Like, really communicate well with your partner about what's acceptable and not acceptable. So it's kind of some of my best, you know, I'll just give you, if you're not sure how to approach it with somebody, just not sure, let me give you some of my best sort of basic level advice when it comes to anal. Let's talk about don'ts. Do not go at this dry. You need lube, lube, lube for days. Okay. There is special lube specifically for anal sex. And then I found also regular lube works great. I love, again, you guys know I love that Foria CBD sex oil. But also, let me tell you something else. Foria has these suppositories, these for anal, you know, like anal and vaginal, but you put these suppositories in and then you're good to go. You know, I've mentioned this before. I've said like, get your pussy high. Like if it can't, you know, if it's not lubricating very well or you're tight or whatever, get your pussy high. Get your fucking ass high too. Get that ass high. Just do it. Like, why not? Have it be as relaxed and happy as possible when receiving something coming in, as opposed to it's, you know, this is really not usually where things are coming in. You've got to prep that area. Okay. You've got to do.
Hey guys, pardon the interruption. You know how I hate podcast interrupt us, but I just want to make sure you don't miss out on some of my favorite sexy things. Taste Vita has definitely been Curious Girl partner approved. Tastes better for your partner when you're, you know, down there. And it's great for both men and women. And you know how I gush about my CBD sex oil. Every stroke will drive you and your partner crazy. So if you want to hear more about the products, go to the show notes for this episode at thecuriousgirldiaries.com to find my links for my favorite things. Okay, now back to the show.
If you have the chance to prep it, and hopefully you do, and sometimes you don't, I'm not shaming anybody. Trust me. Sometimes I've not prepped and I've had anal sex anyway. It just depends on your partner and who you're with. But typically, I think women we do like the chance to prep that area. We like the chance to douche, that kind of thing. So don't go at it dry and don't surprise a woman with it, especially if it's your first time. If you guys remember, I told that story of Sox and I, where I said, you know, we're having sex. I have my butt plug in. He pulls it out mid-stroke and then tries to stick his big old dick in my ass. No lube, no warning, no. No, 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 no. And I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing? That is a big fat no, mister. You cannot surprise a woman like that. Although I'm going to give a caveat later in this podcast, I'm going to talk about when you can surprise a woman like that. Okay. So just hang tight. There's my little cliffhanger. Okay. But just, you know, a straight up like new partner you're not familiar with, you haven't had sex that many times, you have never discussed anal, and someone rips your butt plug out mid stroke and then tries to stick their dick in your ass with no lube and a condom on because that's drying. Oh, no. Of course, you know, again, if it's a new partner and you guys are not exclusive and you're wearing condoms, that's great. Still, you need lubricant, a shit ton of it. Excuse my pun, no pun intended, but some pun intended. Like you need a lot of lubricant back there. You can't just try to stick your dick dry into a tight hole with no lubrication. It doesn't work. It's not going to be exciting for the woman. It's going to cause tears and bleeding. I mean, like, no, this is wrong. Okay. No ramrodding. Like when you go in there, be gentle. It's an asshole. Now, if somebody wants really rough anal sex, again, they will tell you. But as a general rule, most women just want, I'm laughing at myself because I'm going to get to this last story, which is pretty much contradicting everything I'm saying. Okay. But trust me on this. Again, as a general rule, you don't want to be ramrodded. It's, again, if you're not ready for it, you're not in the right mindset, you're not all lubed up, you're not wet and stimulated in other holes, like this is just a bad thing all the way around, and you're going to turn her off or him off, whoever's asshole you're going into, okay? Actually, it's not, obviously not female determinant here. But the last thing I'd probably say is do not come in her ass without her permission or his ass without his permission. Let's dig deep. And again, all this stuff I'm saying, I'm like, as I catch myself saying it, it sounds so awful when I'm saying digging deep, because since we're talking about anal. However, I have found personally, come in my ass is no fun. It dribbles out. It's not like you're like, the way it comes out of my pussy is a very hot and erotic. I love it. I mean, I love coming my pussy. It feels great. I get to think about the person that fucked me because it takes a while to come out and it rolls out and it's like a constant reminder. It just, and if you have a connection with that person, it's just fucking hot. Okay. Like cum dripping out of me is hot. Some women don't like it. I happen to love it. Now let's, but, and so you would think maybe that would translate to assholes. It really doesn't. You know, it really doesn't, in my opinion. For me, when I have it dripping out, and let's just say it doesn't really drip out because you're, once you're done, it's not like your asshole stays open and loose. It's closing back up. It's not supposed to stay open. Otherwise, you'd be just shitting yourself, right? I mean, let's be honest here. So it cinches back up, does what it's supposed to do, assumes its normal position. Then you've got this cum trapped in you. And I find it just messes with my digestive tract. It doesn't, like, it makes my stomach, like my intestines rumble and grumble and then finally comes out. But it's kind of like uncomfortable and painful. Like I don't, getting it out, then you got to get it out. Like I said, with the pussy, it'll just kind of drip out and that's like sexual and erotic. But with a, when it's coming out of your asshole, like there's nothing sexy and erotic about it. It finally coming out, like you're pushing it out. You know, you're truly trying to make an effort to get that out. And I'm sorry to be so blunt, but we're all adults here. We can talk about this stuff. This is the truth of it. It doesn't just naturally just like roll out, you know, all hot and sexy. No, no, it's not. So I have a preference of, you know, you can fuck me in the ass, but you can't come in my ass. And that, for any partner that's had anal sex with me, knows that. Like, don't fucking come in my ass. Unless you have a condom on, fucking come in it all day long. I don't care. But don't come in my ass bareback. No, not acceptable. Now, let's talk about what you should do. Okay. Do use a lot of lube. Please be generous, overly generous. I don't think you can really get enough lube in there. I mean, lube it up. I love you guys. Again, you know, I love that Foria sex oil, that CBD sex oil. It just relaxes things. Now, they also have these wonderful suppositories that you can put in there too. Highly, highly, highly recommend those. Just put them in there. It's like a nice little prep. Pop that in. You got your butt plug in. You're getting prepped and ready. Douche. You want to douche. Douche the area. There's all kinds of, I've seen all kinds of great examples and little tutorials and stuff on how to do this. It takes just, it's not a, it doesn't have to be this huge production, but it does take some work. I mean, you really want to clean it out and just have it be nice and shiny and sparkling for for whoever's going back there, right? I mean, you know, put your best foot forward if you can. Like, again, this is why prepping and having notice and knowing about this stuff and not surprising a woman with it is a good idea. Okay. Stimulate other areas while you're in her ass, because that's also going to help relax her and get her more into it. And just go slow and don't ramrod it and just go slow. Trust me, you'll be much better off. And then she'll tell you if she wants you to fuck her harder in the ass. If she's a total anal sex addict and she loves it, oh, she's gonna, you know, she'll tell you. She will absolutely tell you. Do use a butt plug. Again, this just gets you primed and ready and it makes the insertion easier. It's not like a lot of times the reason why people don't think they want anal or can't have anal or don't like it is because they're not properly stretched and their anus isn't relaxed. Well, I shouldn't say stretched. I guess relaxed really is a better way to put it. You need that relaxation and a butt plug will help you do that so, so well. So don't just try to go at it and go for it. It's hard to get your dick in an unrelaxed ass. It just, unless, like I said, unless this is something that this person's doing all the time, and they're completely stretched out all the time, which again, that's kind of like, that's going to the extreme. That's a bad thing. You know, you need that proper warm-up period. So like, be stimulating other areas, her clit, have her fingers in her pussy, a vibrator on her clit, whatever. Like just, you gotta have her warmed up and go slow. You'll get there. Just take your time with it. Also, I know, you know, you guys heard that episode with Kenneth Play. He has a lot of really great information on anal and like the courses and the things like you can see actual, you can watch. Not only are you getting him talking you through it and how to do it, but also you get to watch videos where he's actually having anal sex, you know, and showing you, instructing you on these things. So I would highly recommend if you guys want to go to kennethplay.com, please make sure you use the discount code CuriousGirl, all caps, when you check out, because then you'll get 30% off. And you can, you know, he's really got some, he likes anal. I can tell he's into it. And he's got some really great tips about that. Now,
hey guys, I hate to interrupt, but I assume you're here to learn a bit and maybe get some great takeaways on how to keep your partner beyond satisfied in the bedroom. Did you listen to episode 217? I have none other than Kenneth Play, an international expert on female pleasure who's been named the world's greatest sex hacker by GQ and Men's Health. Heck, Playboy even called him a personal trainer for pussy. Not only is this episode one of my all-time favorites, but it's loaded with his great sex hacks. And the best part is, he's offered my listeners a special discount on his courses when you use the code CuriousGirl in all caps at checkout. So if you want to radically transform your sex life, listen to episode 217 and use the link in the show notes to access his course and use the code CuriousGirl at checkout. Now back to the show.
As you guys may or may not remember, I did fist somebody. So while I've also been the recipient of anal play, which I do love, I have also been the giver of anal play. I've never pegged anyone, which I would totally do. I would love to do that. I mean, oh, come on. Yes, that's hot. For me, oh, to just fuck some guy up the ass that totally liked it. Yes. I just think it's so interesting how men have this other spot, you know, they have their prostate and how pleasurable that is for them. And having seen that in action, it's like, wow. I mean, really, really amazing. If anybody's shy about having their prostate stimulated, get over it. I mean, really, this does not indicate which way you swing, one yay or nay, right? I mean, it doesn't make you not straight. It doesn't make you a gay man doesn't like other things. That it just, we got to just kind of get over these stereotypes. But men, you have a prostate. It's like a G-spot. And if you're ignoring it, like, you're missing out. There's a whole other world out there that you could be experiencing. And I'm not saying that you will allow some woman to peg you, but she can stick her finger in you and get that spot or a toy. And I mean, or even like a double-headed dildo or a double-headed little toy, you know, where, oh, there's just like, oh, you could be fucking her with that while you're getting your prostate stimulated. Like, oh my gosh, there's so much sexy goodness and fun things to do out there. Like, oh, why are we limiting ourselves? I don't know. And again, like, I think men, you really need to just, I don't care, do it privately, like practice, get a little toy, stick it up there, practice on yourself. And don't admit that you've done it if that makes you feel better, but just do it. Okay, just do it. Figure it out. Play around. For me, it was Cosmo magazine told me how to find my G-spot. I don't know that there's a Cosmo men's version. They don't have Cosmo for men. Men's Health, maybe. Did they talk about how to find your prostate? I don't know. Google it, look it up. But again, if it bothers you and you think it's, you know, if you think it's some sort of homosexual act and, you know, whatever, I'm not going to get into that. I think that's crazy. However, just do it. Just figure it out. Go in there and play around with it and experience it, because I think you're really going to find it's amazing. I was blown away when I fisted a guy, what his reaction was. I mean, I literally was, my jaw was hanging open. I couldn't believe, A, my fist was inside this man's ass, and B, his reaction. I'm not even like stroking his dick, touching his dick, and it's rock hard. It might be the closest thing that you can watch as a woman that would be the converse of a man watching a woman go through that excitation phase and then finally climax. This is like that. And so, since I'd never just been able to sit back and see it and watch it while he's on his back. And I'm actually, and also really, really directly being the one to control it by the way I was stroking him. It just was pretty amazing and it just a different perspective. And he came so hard. And I don't know if I've ever, quite frankly, even, you know, men I've fucked, I don't know if I've ever seen him come that hard. Like he was, it was crazy what his body was doing. And it totally turned me on and it's super hot. And I don't have to fist a guy, but I have actually even gotten another guy from outside. I didn't stick my fingers in his butt because again, don't go near anybody's butt without talking about it. Like, don't be surprised. Don't try to surprise anybody. Don't stick any fingers in there. Like really, the butt is a high communication zone. Okay. Just talk about this stuff first. Don't be sneaking a finger in. Don't be doing any of that. Like you can really, it can backfire on you and, you know, just there's a lot of communication and that I think needs to go around that initially. Now, once you guys are like fully into butt play, fully into ass play, you know what to do, what's acceptable, what's not. That's different. But in the beginning, just respect the ass. Really respect it. Okay. Now, I have to give one story, and I've said it before, but I got to bring it up again. There's one story that completely pretty much contradicts everything I said about the do's and don'ts. So I'm just going to say that openly. And but the reason it contradicts it is because A, this was a long-term partner. B, it was a dominant submissive dynamic. And so, you know, I am sort of his little fuck toy. We know where the boundaries are. And sometimes, and I have a safe word and all that. And he was doing what he was doing because he felt that I needed to be taught a lesson. And it was a hot, sexy lesson for sure. It's probably one of my most erotic anal memories ever. And we did have good, he and I, this was Cowboy Ann and I, we did have a lot of good anal. And it usually, I think in this, what happened in this instance, I don't know. It was a lot of attitude and friction building throughout the day. And we were tired and then we're going to have sex. And it just was got very aggressive. And I guess he'd finally had enough with my little princess attitude. I mean, I don't know why, like who doesn't love my little princess attitude all the time, but he finally had enough of it. And he just started fucking me in the ass, real aggressive. I didn't get any warning. There was no asking. He just shoved that big hard cock up my ass and his big fingers inside of me. And I had my Hitachi, which I think at the time he was irritated about because, you know, it was kind of getting in his way of fucking me. So he, I mean, basically, I guess his response to that is fine. I'm going to fuck one of your holes. And if I can't get you to lay off the Hitachi, it's in my way to get into your pussy. I'm just going to fuck your ass and teach you a lesson. And oh, let me just tell you, this was not a lesson I minded learning. I mean, except for the outcome, even though like up to the last second, it was super hot. So he's just fucking my ass big time. Like all the stuff I said, hard and rough and just going for it. And he did get some lube on there, I think very quickly. Or actually, I think his cock might have been lube from being inside my pussy. Anyway, it wasn't like totally dry. And so, but he didn't ask. He just fucking took it. And he went for it. And when I looked up, I'll never forget the look on his face and the intensity and the focus. Like he could have literally like burned some holes in my head. He was just like, was really like, okay, bitch, you're going to fucking take this, you know, and it's my way now. And oh my God, it was just, I don't know, when somebody just takes you in the ass like that, oh, it's so hot. It was hot. It was damn hot. And then I could tell he was getting close to coming. You know how your partner sounds when they're going to come. And I'm like, oh, and I was like, started to like, I'm like watching him like, oh my God, is he going to come in my ass? He's going to fucking come in my ass. He came in my ass so hard. And the noises he made and the look on his face, it was intense. Well, literally I was fully captivated and fully just loved every just dirty, naughty second of it right up until it was done. And then I realized I have an ass full of cum. And then I tried to go and get in the shower to get it out. And the hotel we were staying at, had a problem with their hot water heater, and it was very cold where we were. And so the water, the pipes was cold. Like something happened with the hot water heater. It like broke down, literally broke down. I had to sit there. I couldn't take a cold shower because I crouched in the bathtub running the water from the bathtub faucet part, you know, not the shower head, trying to get this cum out of my ass. And it was just like, it was so deep up in there. I'm like, it's just not coming right out. So anyway, that was not fun. Yeah. And you can't really scoop water up in there. I mean, it doesn't work that way. So I just had to sort of deal with the consequences. Anyway, yeah, that was, that's really just honestly one of my best. I have other great anal sex memories, but something about that one, it was so primal and just so fucking hot. Oh my God. Yeah. But other times too, when you're stimulating, like if you can stimulate, you know, if you're in her ass, you've got fingers in her pussy or even a small toy in her pussy, and then she's stimulating her clit, you're stimulating her clit, there's a toy in her clit, something like that. Like it's this trifecta of craziness, and literally it will make a woman's head pop off. And yeah, I wouldn't give for like a repeat performance of that, man. Oh, I'd love to bottle that up and have that again. That was super, super hot. Yes. Memories. Yeah. My sex life with Cowboy N was amazing. It was always on point, and trust me, there is not, like, I miss that every day. Oh, you don't walk away from that and not have it like seared into your cells. Okay. All right. Let me fan myself off here. Calm down. Kind of get my wits about me. Wrap up this podcast. Well, so there's my plug for anal. And I hope that if you haven't tried it, you want to try it, you're thinking about it, you know, that you go for it. And just like I said, there's great, you know, learning. There's people that'll teach about it, can help you learn about it. And I gave you my brief little Reader's Digest version here on what's good, what's not good, you know, what I recommend personally. And, you know, you can always say, hey, if you have some suggestions for me, I would love to hear those. So as usual, everybody, guys, please stay happy, healthy, and safe. Love you. And if you have some comments or questions about this episode, do not be shy. Please do not be shy. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right and leave me a voicemail, and I will get back to you personally. All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.